I'm happy to introduce Danilo Sanchez. Danilo is a graduate of Eastern University in Philadelphia, where he was a double major in youth ministry and theology. During his undergraduate years, he had a wide range of jobs, including working as a deli clerk, a landscaper, a construction worker, and a youth ministry intern at various churches. His parents are Jaime and Barbara Sanchez. His dad is a mechanical engineer, and his mom is an ESL teacher. Danilo is a middle child with two sisters. His older sister, Catherine, is a local fashion designer in Philadelphia, and his younger sister, Marisa, is graduating from university this spring and also getting married in June. Danilo is married to Mary, his wife of almost 3 years. Mary works at Once Upon a Child, a local kids' clothing store. And Danilo and Mary are expecting their first child in August, and they are eagerly anticipating this happy event. During seminary, Danilo has worked as a behavior specialist for the Children's Services of Virginia and as a seminary intern youth pastor at Eastside Church. And I see that Peter just came in to support Danilo today. So I'm glad to see Peter Eberle here. After he graduates, Danilo is actively seeking a position as a youth pastor or an associate pastor closer to family in Pennsylvania. The coming months will bring many transitions for Danilo and his family. I've enjoyed working with Danilo and experiencing his gifts in a number of different settings in seminary, and I'm really excited to hear your project today.
Thank you, Jenny, for that introduction. I'd like to begin with a story. There JC stood in front of the elders, teaching with wisdom and knowledge. Surely no one expected a boy of only 12 to know the law and to speak with such authority. The elders simply listened in amazement as he told the story of the Passover, but in a way the elders had never heard before. It was a familiar story to JC. He had heard it thousands of times. His father would talk all about Moses and the Passover as they went to the market. His parents had taken very seriously the command to teach their children about their faith. But now JC was teaching the elders and leaders about the faith. He could talk about the law of Moses for days on end. One time, he got so caught up in talking, he spent 3 days talking with the elders in the temple. His mom was not so pleased when I found him, but she got over it. She was proud of her son and the relationships he had built in the community. It was clear that with the guidance of his family and the extended community, JC would mature in wisdom and passion for God. This is a story I see unfolding in Luke 2 with Jesus, his family, and the community. This is the biblical model for faith formation and what is expected in the church. It is a faith formation that starts in the family and is supported by the church community. In a nutshell, family-based youth ministry is about equipping the parents and church community to spiritually form youth. But we realize we live in a different culture and context than Jesus. We are aware that youth and young adults are leaving the church. Somewhere along the way, the church has lost the ability to lead the vast majority of teenagers into mature Christian adulthood. Mark DeVry, the founder of Youth Ministry Architects and author of Family-Based Youth Ministry, who I based my project on. He wrote the book Family-Based Youth Ministry back in 1994, first edition. The second edition came out in 2004. But he identified the root of the current crisis in the church and youth ministry as isolation. He says in the book, "In many ways, our culture and our churches have systematically isolated young people from the very relationships that are most likely to lead them to maturity. While traditional youth ministry has been successful at the short-term goal of making Christian teenagers, it has failed at helping youth move into mature Christian adulthood and be in connection with the body of Christ. It has isolated teenagers from the adult world and particularly from their parents. It might be hoped that churches would stand in the gap of this isolation and alienation, but unfortunately, youth are just as separated from adults. In 1989, fall edition of Youth Worker, Stuart Cummings Bond identified this isolation in the church as the one-eared Mickey Mouse, in which the youth program is completely separated from the church program. If you could see a diagram, he had the church here, and then just at the top, just the youth program, completely separated. Traditional youth ministry has not been working because it has disconnected the youth from the body of Christ. There is no such thing as a successful youth ministry that isolates teenagers from the community of faith. The church must wake up and realize that for teenagers to develop their faith and grow toward mature Christian adulthood, they must be connected to the body of Christ. If we desire to make the deepest impact in the lives of students, we will invest in empowering the parents to have the greatest positive spiritual impact in the future. This is the goal of family-based youth ministry. So family-based youth ministry is a biblical model driven by a focused commitment to see young people grow to maturity in Christ by accessing parents and significant other adults, knowing that this approach will always be the most fruitful means of helping young people grow in Christ. Most importantly, family-based youth ministry is a mindset, a paradigm, a foundation, and not just a program. Intentional family-based youth ministry does not need to replace age-specific ministry. You can still have camps, mission experiences, Bible studies, outreach events, prayer times, and other things you normally have in youth ministry. However, you will now do the program with a foundation and the overarching knowledge that your students are deeply connected with and affected by their family system and extended church family. In many ways, family-based youth ministry is not a new model. As you heard from the story I said in the beginning, it is a radical return to God's original design. According to the famous words of the Shema from Deuteronomy 6, 4 to 9, "Hear, O Israel, the Lord our God, the Lord is one. Love the Lord your God with all your heart and with all your soul and with all your strength. These commandments that I give to you today are to be upon your hearts. Impress them on your children. Talk about them when you sit at home and when you're walking along the road, when you lie down and when you get up. Write them on the door frames of your houses and on your gates." God's provision for the Christian nurture of children begins with the family. The people of God were instructed to talk about God and his commands throughout their daily activities. Those teachings were then reinforced in the community. The family is God's central design for spiritual formation because children always catch the beliefs of their parents. Research now shows that parents who simply talk about faith in the home and who involve their children in serving alongside them can actually double and sometimes even triple chances of living out their faith as adults. All of the youth group and Sunday school lessons have minuscule impact compared to what children learn on a day-to-day basis at home. Church leaders are beginning to realize that the most faithful and long-term leaders of youth can actually be their own parents. For it is the parents who have a long-term interest and effect on the kids. Almost without exception, the young people who are growing in their faith as adults were teenagers who fit into two categories. Either one, they came from families where Christian growth was modeled in at least one of their parents. Or two, they had developed significant connections with an extended family of adults within the church. So family-based youth ministry then has a twofold strategy. One, empower the parents, and two, equip the extended family. Beginning with the family. Christian families provide one of the two most effective lifelong nurturing structures to carry young people to mature Christian adulthood. Long after students stop attending youth groups, they are still connected to their families. Parents do have the incomparable power in the faith formation of their children, and we are foolish not to access this power in our youth ministries. Sociologists and youth workers have found that while youth spend more time with peers, their parents have more power influencing their values and their decisions. The most important priority a church can have in its work with teenagers is providing them with opportunities for significant dialogue and relationships with their families and mature Christian adults. The vision of family-based youth ministry is to harness the incredible motivation of these parents and direct it towards solutions that can have a lasting spiritual impact for their children. But in and of itself, the family is not enough to lead youth to mature Christian adulthood. Every teenager needs an extended Christian family of significant adults. And so that is the second priority in family-based youth ministry. There should be a priority in our youth ministry to help youth build connections with Christian adults. An extended Christian family is a community of believers who affirm and encourage growth in youth toward maturity. Having a group of adults, one affirms one's Christian faith, is important in providing a consistent lifelong structure of Christian community. Wherever a mature Christian adult is found, chances are that a strong connection to an extended Christian family will be found as well. Sometimes, even when the parents are antagonistic to the Christian faith, young people are able to continue to flourish in their faith as a result of having caring adults in their life. In our youth ministries, if we are going to have a lasting impact, we must move away from our traditional model of viewing highly programmed youth activities as a key to long-term discipleship. Instead, we must see all of our programming as an opportunity to support the family and connect youth to other caring adults. So to help me win this project, I interviewed some local youth pastors. And as you see in the PowerPoint, these were some of the questions that I had asked them. What's your model of ministry? Name some examples of family-based ministry. How are you equipping parents, or how are you involving families? An important question, how are you dealing with non-Christian families? And also one of the other important ones was, how do you see your youth staying in the church after high school? And so the first person I interviewed was Jason Gerlach, the youth pastor at Community Mennonite. And in our conversation, he talked about how he tried to involve the family and be intergenerational. Some examples that he listed was, he has included families in service projects, created a mentoring program, and small groups centered on families and youth interacting with adults. Once a year, he does a family audit to assess the needs of families and to celebrate the growth growing on in the ministry in the family. As an example of equipping parents, he told the story of when the church experienced the loss of a member from suicide. As youth pastor and as a church, he held classes about depression and suicide, giving handouts to families, and brought special speakers to talk with the families. He has made the family a priority in his ministry. And another youth pastor I interviewed, Peter Eberle, who used to work at Harrisonburg Mennonite, said that while at HMC, in order to incorporate families and the church community, he had adults plan and lead Bible studies for the youth, parenting classes, and youth Sundays that involved the parents. In regards to the question about youth staying connected to the church after high school, he said that parents are the number one indicator of teens who become mature Christian adults. He was quick to learn in his ministry experience that discipleship is the key to ministry. It made sure that youth were being discipled at church and in their family. It became clear then from the interviews that having family-based youth ministry as a foundation makes a lasting impact in the lives of teens. And in my own story, I have found this to be true. While I did not experience family-based youth ministry growing up in my home congregation, I did experience some of its principles, having that extended Christian family. In my own family, my mother and older sister served as strong guides for my faith. Although my dad hardly came to church with us, my mom would take us. She made it a priority. She demonstrated the Christian faith in our house. She encouraged me to participate in programs and enjoyed when I would come home and talk about what I had learned when I was a kid. And then in my home church, I deeply experience other caring adults who are part of my spiritual formation. It was in the mentoring relationship with my pastor that I discovered my calling to youth ministry. It is because of those relationships and influences that I have continued in my faith. And at Eastside, the place where I'm ministering and worshiping, as youth director at Eastside Church, I've been constructing the youth program over the last several years. Through trial and error, I have been trying to figure out what works and what does not. I would like to incorporate the principles of family-based youth ministry at Eastside, because I think that would be the best way to make lasting impact in the families. As a challenge, though, I discovered that many of the parents attending did not have a mature faith or did not grow up in the church. It resulted in the families having trouble nurturing their children's faith and me trying to help the families in that aspect. While many of the parents claimed that the Christian faith is important for their kids, they did not always attend church and the youth events. Their busy schedules reflected other priorities such as sports. But on the other hand, there were a core group of families that did grow up in the church, and they were the ones that usually attended the youth events. Now, while attendance is not a good indicator of faith maturity, it is clear to me, from observing the two types of families, that faith formation is happening in one of the settings and not so much in the other. My goal, though, is to support all the families by empowering the parents and equipping the church to build relationships. This will help the youth and the families at Eastside to become mature Christians. At Eastside, our measure of success is discipleship. If a member, regardless of age, is seeking and growing in Christ, then we are being faithful and successful. And in thinking about family-based youth ministry at Eastside, Peter and I were talking in the interview and at some of our other meetings. We were drawn to 1 Corinthians 3, 5 through 9. About spiritual growth. As we understood it, our parents plant the seeds of faith for their kids. As a youth pastor and as a church, we water the kids. But it is God who makes them grow. It is He. He is the one. And so just some four examples of the way I've tried to develop family-based youth ministry. We had a parent meeting, youth devotions, parent Bible study, and some sermon questions. The parent meeting we just had a couple weeks ago, we wanted to get right now at Eastside, I've been just the seminary intern. As I said in the introduction, I'm planning to move away after seminary. And so Peter and I decided we need to have a parent meeting to discuss what do we want to do with the youth ministry, how's it going to function, what are the needs of the parents, and how are we going to proceed afterwards. So we got the parents together, we got the youth together, and we just talked about what has been going well. I think a first step in trying to present the idea of family-based youth ministry is having a meeting. Sometimes it takes time, but you have a meeting with the leaders and with the parents and talk about the ways you want to change. The way things have been going in the ministry. And I think that was a really successful meeting. The parents were able to be open and honest about what they wanted for the kids, and we heard how we can help support their family. And so the second thing about family-based youth ministry that we tried to do, youth devotions. For me growing up, that was something that was really important. Our church supplied youth devotions. It was called Divazine. Just the other week, I gave the youth devotions out to the kids so that they can have their own devotional time during the week, and suggested that the parents talk about them, ask questions. What have you been reading about? What have you been learning? Ways to develop conversations in the home. and the parent Bible study. We want to get the parents together and have them have their own Bible study. We have small groups, but the parents felt kind of left out having kids a bit older. And so we wanted to make sure that the parents were being nurtured, those who were, they needed to grow in their faith. And so while the parents meet, I would meet with the youth, and then maybe every fourth time we try to get together and just have fun as a whole group, as families together. In the last example, sermon questions. We recently, or before we used to have, I would take out the junior high youth. The high school students would stay in the sermon, and I'd have a Sunday school lesson with the junior high youth during the service. But we realized from our parents' meeting that the parents would actually rather have the youth in the service so that they can talk about the sermon throughout the week. And so we've kept all the kids in the service, and now I'm putting together three questions that the families can talk about later that Sunday or during the week, or an activity they can do. Finding ways to connect the kids and their parents and talk about faith in their home. So in conclusion, whatever model of youth ministry we develop, we must take seriously the fact that teenagers grow toward mature Christian adulthood as they are connected to the total body of Christ. Family-based youth ministry seeks to support the family and build an extended church family so that youth become mature Christian adults. Thank you.